The Sleeping Sword by Michael Morpurgo. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Sleeping Sword. Written and read by Michael Morpurgo. For Anna. Before I wrote my story, before it happened, before the world went black about me, I used to read a lot. I've tried Braille, and I am getting better at it all the time. But reading is so slow that way. So now I listen to my audio tapes instead. I've got dozens of them on my shelf. The trouble is, I can't tell which is which. So I've put my three favourite ones side by side on my bedside table. That way I can find them more easily. Left to right, it's The Sword in the Stone, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, and Arthur, High King of Britain. I've listened to those three so often I can say bits of them by heart. But it's Arthur, High King of Britain, I've listened to most often. Not because it's the best. The Sword in the Stone is probably the best, but because Arthur, High King of Britain, begins and ends on Briar, on the Scilly Isles, where I live. I can picture all the places so well inside my head, and that helps me to feel part of the story, free to roam inside it some.